Do you mistake every woman you see in a bar on her own to be a prostitute? Eh? What? Not worth breaking me heart over a little thing like that, eh? Well, I'm not. Oh. The whole lousy, rotten mess I laughingly call my life, the cock-up I've made of it, the waste. I walked down that street last night, pouring with rain, crying my eyes out for a girl I once knew, who had guts and hope. Only she's dead now.
Who is it?
Pip, Mum.
Come nearer. Let me look at you. Come close. You are not afraid of a woman who has never seen the sun since you were born? Do you know what I touch here?
Yes, Mum.
What do I touch?
Your heart? Broken. I am tired. I want diversion, and I have done with men and women. Play.
Call Estella at the door. Ah, my dear. Let me see you play cards with this boy.
With this boy? Why, he is a common labouring boy.
Well, you can break his heart.
Don't you swear at me, you little shit! Don't you ever raise your voice at me! I am your mother! Do you understand? All I do is worry and slave and defend you, and all I get back is that face on your fucking face, so full of disdain and resentment and always so annoyed. Well, now your sister is dead, and I know you miss her, and I know it was an accident, and I know you're in pain, and I wish I could take that away for you. I wish I could shield you from the knowledge that you did what you did. But your sister is dead. She's gone forever. And what a waste.
Every girl in the Seven Kingdoms dreamed of him, but he was mine by oath. And when I finally saw him on our wedding day in the Sept of Baelor, lean and fierce and black-bearded, it was the happiest moment of my life. Then that night he crawled on top of me, stinking of wine, and did what he did, what little he could do, and whispered in my ear, "Lyanna, your sister was a corpse and I was a living girl, and he loved her more than me. When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die. There is no middle ground."
Did you indeed think I believed you were married? Then you wronged me, and upon my life and heart, I can hardly bear to recognize that you have such ill thoughts of me. Damon, you are not worthy of me, I see it. Oh, and yet I love you. Oh, it is true, is it not, that you could not bring yourself to give me up, and are still going to love me best of all?